אז אנחנו קוראים עכשיו.
So we're going to read chosen excerpts about the connection of the world in the last generation. We'll continue in excerpt 25 from the piece by Bala Sulam. Should I start?
Yes, we don't have much about the last generation, the future society that has to be established in our time. It's hard for us without precise direction on the one hand. On the other hand, it's likely this is the path we have to follow, being doubts, scrutinies, and advance in this way, since this is the way for building the vessels and correcting the vessels. So let's go. Let's see how much we can understand, and what we can understand, we'll understand from our daily experience in life.
Excerpt number 25 from Bala Sulam, the Peace. When all the work of bestowal upon others is based solely on the benefit of society, it is a rickety foundation. For who or what would obligate the individual to toil for society? From a dry, lifeless principle, one can never hope to derive motive power for movement even in developed individuals, much less for undeveloped people. Thus, the question is, where would the worker or the farmer find sufficient motive power to work, for his daily bread will not increase or decrease by his efforts, and there are no goals or rewards before him?
Yeah,
if we're gonna leave people in the world to receive the work created in from the side of the Creator, then it's impossible for them to reach any correct corrections, because the egoistic desire will teach them how to simply suffer less in each and every state. But it will not bring them to corrections above the states they are going through. So without a method, the method of correction, which appears before people, they have no good future. That's what he's saying. Where will he take, where will people take the motivation? People who need to work for the sake of society, toil for the sake of society. For himself, it's clear, but for the sake of society, this is already a problem. And we understand that if he won't work for the society and through it to the Creator, then all of Creator, all of creation, what is it for? If it doesn't bring a person to the purpose, to adhesion with the Creator, meaning to completely bestow. For now, let's continue, it's clear.
Excerpt 26 from the same article, Peace, the Peace by Bala Sulam. And if you say that there is a solution to place them under supervision, so that anyone who is idle at his work will be punished by denial of salary, I will ask, do tell me, where the supervisors themselves would take the motive power for their work. Because standing at one place and watching over people to motivate them to work is a great effort too. Perhaps more so than the work itself. Therefore, it is as though one wishes to switch on a machine without fueling it. Hence, they are doomed by nature, since nature's laws will punish them because they do not adapt themselves to obeying its commands. Performing these acts of bestowal upon others in the form of work for the sake of the Creator to achieve through it to the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut with Him. It was explained in the article Matan Torah that this Dvekut comes to the worker in the measure of his pleasant and pleasurable bounty, which increases up to the desired measure for rising to know his genuineness, ever developing until he is rewarded with the excessiveness implied in the words, "The eye has not seen a God besides you." And imagine that the farmer and the worker were to sense this goal before them while working for the well-being of society, they would certainly not need any supervisors, since they would already have sufficient motive power for a great effort enough to raise society to the ultimate happiness.
Meaning, it's clear that we can reach a state where people will work diligently in the regular society for the sake of the society, for the sake of the world, of themselves, because their ego, their nature will not allow them to do it. So even if we will show them something good in their future, this ideal will not give them enough fuel that they need daily and each and every moment to have the motivation, sufficient motivation to put in great effort day and night for the sake of society. So we have no way to obligate or to influence the workers so they would work for an abstract ideal. You cannot do it. The ego that's working in them in each and every moment demands in each moment payment, fulfillment, compensation. And they have no motivation. What do we do? 27.
Excerpt 27 from the writings of the last generation by Bala Sulam. Neither bayonets nor education or public opinion can change human nature to work willingly without adequate fuel.
Meaning neither from the good nor from the bad side, however you behave with the people, with society, you will never be able to obligate them to work diligently with soul devotion as much as possible in order to build a good society. Even though everyone knows and agrees it's good, no one thinks it's not good, but there's no strength, no energy to overcome the ego and perform actions that are for which the one has no fuel. It's like a machine. As much as you yell at it and beat up an engine, a piece of metal, you will not be able to get it to run.
Hence, it is a curse for generations when the compulsory government is revoked. The workers will no longer yield produce that will suffice for the sustenance of the state. There is no cure for this but to bring faith in spiritual reward and punishment from above into the hearts of the workers from He who knows the mysteries. Thus, through the right education and promotion, that spiritual reward and punishment will be sufficient fuel for the produce of their work. They will no longer need managers or supervisors over their shoulders, but each and every one will work willingly and wholeheartedly for society to win his or her reward from heaven.
Meaning, if we only reveal a person the connection to the upper force, and we give him the means to connect to the upper force through the society and through the work, then the work becomes a reward, and the exertion becomes a true fulfillment. He feels that the more he invests, the more he advances. Let's say, like for with a mother who's doing something for her baby, how happy she is that she has the opportunity to do something for him, and it's not work for her. It's not hard work, it's pleasure. Rabash would give an example. Let's say they bring the Queen of England, her grandson. So she's playing a little with him for her pleasure, and then she says, and then will she say, take him, he needs to eat? No, let me feed him. Give me some porridge, I'll feed him, give me a bottle. I want to do it by myself. Why? This is work. You have 20 maids who can do it for you. No, she gets pleasure from giving and from feeding the object of her love, the one who is precious to her. We are the same. We just need to change the importance. Just change the importance. And the work will become a reward. She's not going to, the Queen of England is not going to get paid for feeding her grandkid. But an outside maid is getting paid to serve, to feed, but not the queen. Since for her, the work, this labor, she is spending some calories, some energy, but for her, it's pleasure. Whereas for the maid, it's bad when she feeds that baby. For her, it's work. So the maid has to be paid, and the Queen of England doesn't have to be paid. She's willing to pay to be allowed to feed her baby, her grandson.
What does it mean to win his reward from heaven?
Adhesion.
Does he get it from heaven or from society? Where does he get the honor, the drive from?
No, adhesion you get from the Creator, the kli of the adhesion. You establish it in the connection with the friends.
What does it mean to bring in the heart of the worker the faith in the reward and punishment spiritually?
By doing corporeal actions, I will get from it, in it, spiritual reward.
And whom do I work for? Society? The Creator? Where is the...
They become as one. The society and the Creator. Israel are one. I stop making distinction between the parts. I receive everything in my feeling as one. You have no questions. That's nice.
Yes, there are questions. Oh,
Tel Aviv? No, let's say Tel Aviv.
Rav, what relieves a person from concern for himself? The fact that he sees that society works this way, or because he knows he's working for an upper force?
I didn't understand anything. Speak clearly.
What relieves a person from the worry of himself? It's because he's working and he feels that the entire society is working for him, or the fact that he's working for the upper force? What will release the people from the care for themselves?
I hear. You said it once. I'm relieved from concern for myself because I see that the society in which I, to which I cleave, everyone everyone thinks of everyone else. To that extent, the upper light dwells in them. And then we are all included, we're integrated between us in the vessels and the lights. And this fulfillment, this is the true state. This is the general all-inclusive insurance that we make for ourselves. There's no other certain place where we have a vessel and the light dwells in that vessel. We've reached a state of mutual guarantee, mutual responsibility. Ervut. It's not that the friends are thinking about me. That's because they're all like me. They're empty. They have nothing. And what can we guarantee to one another? This certainty, this confidence. We are nothing. But because we are connected, even if we're the lowest, but because of our connection, as a result of that, we have the force of integral connection in us, and that's why the force of the Creator is in us, and He protects us. And that, it says that even the God-forsaken city cannot be destroyed. We have a small town, settlement, filled with criminals, but they're so connected, tightly connected, you cannot do anything with that city, because they're all in mutual guarantee, mutual connection. You cannot destroy that city. You have no way to destroy it. They have the connection between them, and although they don't believe in the Creator or anything, but because of their connection, their devotion to one another, they have the force, this force among them. They seemingly take the Creator captive because they are criminals, but they have this strong, dedicated connection. Consequently, the Creator exists among them according to that same law of nature. He cannot change that law. And then they hold him, they keep him, and he protects them. That's why he cannot destroy even a forsaken city. The force of connection determines everything. If people are devoted to one another, it's done. The Creator dwells among them against His will, so to speak. It's very interesting. Think how powerful these things are. Because these are laws of justice. One last question. Latin 6. And we'll finish.
¿Qué debemos esperar de nuestro trabajo como Bnei Baruj? ¿Y qué debemos esperar del resto de la sociedad? ¿Cuál es la diferencia entre el trabajo de cada uno?
What should we expect in our work as Bnei Baruj? What should we expect from society?
If we will be connected like those criminals that we just mentioned, we care about nothing. The Creator will be with us because each one of us gives up his ego and is willing to connect with the others in full soul devotion, and the Creator will fill us and will protect us, and that's how we will advance. Clear, Chile.
So
we're going to info.
Yes, we'll go over the schedule quickly. Tonight is special. It's the eve of Lag BaOmer, so please pay attention to the schedule. It's a bit different. We'll start our morning at 10 a.m. with a program with Rav. We'll start with the first program with Simeon Vinokur and Rav, and then Gilad Shadmon until 11:15. The noon lesson will be brought to us by our friends, as usual, at 1:30. And please pay attention. We're going to have a special lesson, 6 till 7, evening lesson with Rav, special for Lag BaOmer. Immediately after the lesson, we're going to have a special meal of Lag BaOmer, 7 till 7:30. You're all invited. And let's sing a song.
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת לחלקי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומטיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשלף כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשלף כי בו מתגלה האוהב